everybody. Welcome back to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, and I'm here with Alicia.
Hello.
And as we promised, and a little couple of days late, because we're here in Sydney, Australia.
Yay!
But we wanted to make sure that we had our session in for our Oscar replay and what we thought would kind of happen. And so it made it interesting. And if you saw it, you knew there was that big follow up at the end. But we'll get to that a little later.
So this is what really happened. So, you know, of course, we're on a flight. We left Saturday. We skipped the whole day thinking, oh, we missed the Oscars. And once we got into Australia, landed in Sydney, Australia, and got to the hotel, come to find out, it was actually a day ahead.
So 16 hours. We're like, oh.
We missed the Oscar.
We missed the Oscar. Today is Monday.
And
but in actuality,
we turned on the TV and guess what happened?
We had an hour.
Yeah, we were watching the Oscars and we were like, oh, we missed nothing.
So, which made it interesting because, you know, when we saying Monday and we missed it and it's Sunday, you know, you clear across the country and there you go.
Yep.
So our Oscars, you know, as you know, we did our actual reviews of the ones that we went and saw. So those main pictures that we saw was Moonlight, Arrival, Fences, Hidden Figures. So we didn't get to see all the other ones. So about that. The other ones were Hacksaw Ridge by, what's the racist guy? Who don't like Jews and don't like black people. What's his name? He's the actor. You know who I'm talking about, Alicia.
Mel Gibson. Yeah, Mel Gibson.
Yeah, so I really didn't want to go see that. But I heard a lot of good things, and they said, oh, this is such a great war movie. And I'm like, yo, I was in war, so I don't need to know about that. So that was nothing. Then the other one was Hella High Water. Really liked the concept, but they said that was a really good movie. So I'm probably going to see that one on video. La La Land, which is the big dancing Hollywood. Oh, we love it. We love it.
Yeah, everybody wanted to talked about it, but, you know.
But not really high on our list. We'll see it, and we'll review it. But not a big hurry on that. And Lion, which was about the Indian child who got lost.
Yeah, I wanted to see
and
that.
And wind up all the way over in Australia. So we was in Australia. People was like, yeah, we had Australian people. We had Australia. I'm like, whatever, shut the hell up. But it was cool. And we saw a lot of the details when we was watching the 60 Minutes piece on the actual guy. That made it
interesting. Yeah,
because he told us the truth of the matter. And they showed us back to where he was living, and he really saw his other brother, and not the one that died, but the brother that survived. So that was interesting. And the last was Manchester by the Sea, which really got like rave reviews as well about how well this was done. It's a really dark, sad movie, but it's really emotional, and it had a storyline that kind of captivated you. So those were like the real main movies where you was really getting the actors, the actresses, the directors, the writing, blah, 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 blah. So with that said, we want to look at, let's start at the top.
Yeah, let's start at the top. Let's start at the top.
So actor in a leading role. So Casey Affleck. If you don't know him, that's Ben Affleck's brother.
Yeah, Ben Affleck's brother.
Which I think he's a much better actor than him. He's played on a lot of good things. If you haven't seen it, Gone Baby Gone.
Yeah, that was good.
That was an amazing movie.
And it had got nominated too. I think it had got nominated as well.
It sure did. Yeah. I'm not sure if who won on that. I think the lady, the one who played the woman that was on it, I think she won.
Yeah.
And then he played something Jesse James. It was a good movie. It's like the traitor Jesse James, blah blah blah, the assassination of Jesse James from some guy, but he played a really good role on that. So Casey does a whole lot of good, small, emotional, really gets into the role. So
yeah, he's actually picky about what he does. He done a couple of really movies that are really like Sorry. I don't think he did Sorry. It was just small.
And you've probably seen him mostly on the Ocean 11 stuff.
Yeah.
So he was always on those. And
it seems like he's real picky about what he does. And he's not really into, it's like he's not into the money. Into big box.
Yeah, he's just into some decent roles.
Yeah, he wants to do real good roles. He's not into the box office kind of thing.
Which is good. Which is good for an actor who's really going for the art. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was Andrew Garfield from Hacksaw Ridge. And Andrew Garfield, you see him in a couple of younger roles. I think Andrew Garfield played Spider-Man, the second Spider-Man.
Okay.
So if y'all don't, I'm trying to get y'all familiar with the faces on there. So they said he played a good role. If you don't know about Hacksaw Ridge, it was about this young soldier who said he wouldn't kill because he wanted to be a medic and his religious rights and some other things. I'm paraphrasing a lot, but they wanted to show, which was a true story about this guy who was at war, but his mind was, I don't want to take life. I just want to save lives.
Yeah. So now I remember him, and I remember him in The Social Network.
Yeah, he played the other guy.
Yes.
That was with the guy who started Facebook.
Yeah. So I mean, he was. All right.
He was pretty good. He was pretty good there.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, that was David Fincher. David Fincher is an amazing, amazing director. So, I mean, you got to take all that into consideration as well. Then Ryan Gosling from La La Land.
Yeah,
Ryan. So I'm not a big Ryan Gosling guy. I'm just not. I think some of the roles he played was pretty cool. I think the one that we liked was the one Drive. Wasn't he on Drive? Where he was that he was like doing like a getaway driver for what was that? They was robbing banks and stuff, but he was like the driver for that.
Drive.
You haven't seen Drive? It's amazing. It's real dark.
Yeah.
But he played the hell out of that role, and the reason why I liked it is he didn't talk much, so it was basically him there. So yeah. really
so
good.
Now you know, you kind of know that he's a very attractive actor, but
substance wise, I'm not feeling too much of that. Mm-hmm. Then Viggo Mortensen, I think you would know him from like the Lord of the Rings, that guy, and he played on the Captain Fantastic, which was a really, you know, different kind of indie type film too. Can't go too much into him. He did some decent roles here and there. Good, pretty good actor. But standout actor, we haven't seen the movie. So that one came out of nowhere. And last but not least, Denzel Washington.
Yep.
From Fences.
Yeah.
So what we talked about, and you know, I told you, Alicia, was I haven't seen Denzel Washington play this good of a role in years.
Yeah, and Denzel Washington seems to, I think he's like, he's under contract with the movie and the movie companies or
the studio that he's under
where he's obligated to do so many movies a year,
which is shitty movies.
Yep. And then can he get paid? And then he gets to do one good movie in like what, in five, like six, seven years. Then you wait another 5, 6, 7, or 8, 9 years and before he does another one. Yeah. But I think that after him doing Fences, I think he's very selective about what he want to do. He's just not out to do anything. Again, another one of those Sundance kind of movies, independent movie. And he did an amazing job with the movie.
So Fences in that. If you've seen the movie, or if you haven't seen it, the guy was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
He went back to...
Based on a play. That's on Broadway.
He went and made this real. Because he directed it as well.
Yeah.
His direction, I thought, was amazing. But his acting was way above that.
Well, that's because you hear this from a lot of actors who are starting to do directing or have a script that they want to use. The movie community or industry requires some of the actors who are big star actors to act in their own movie.
Mm. So that was a big requirement. But the good thing was, Denzel Washington doing this. He knows how to act, and he's been doing the play anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, I got to learn this role.
Right, exactly.
He was the role. Yes. So pretty good. And the winner was Casey Affleck.
That's right.
So previews that I've seen and a lot of things that the critics were saying was he did an amazing job. He won the SAG Award as well as the Golden Globe for that. So he was the... No, wait a minute. I think he only won the SAG Award, Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah, the Screen Actors
I think somebody else won the actual Golden Globes.
I think it was Denzel.
Yeah. Or vice versa.
Right.
So it was one of them, two, they kind of split.
Yeah.
So even though I thought it would be a toss-up, I think the consensus still went with Casey. So was it bad that he got it? I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to be angry and say Denzel was robbed because I haven't seen Casey act in this movie.
But I also think Casey had got nominated before and didn't win. And
I think it was in Gone.
Yeah.
Gone Baby Gone.
Right. And so they kind of like say, okay, in this movie he did such a good job that they...
No, I think he deserved it. I don't think this was a makeup. So I think he's too young in the game to deserve a makeup. I think the roles that he's been playing, he's been doing really, really
well. Well, I can tell you right now, if he wasn't in the that main role, Denzel would win.
Denzel would have, hands down.
I mean, hands down, Denzel would have just said,
you know what, come up and get your award. You might as well have a seat on stage.
Right.
But that wasn't it. So from the main actor, from the leading role to the supporting role.
In a male.
Yeah, for male. Actor. Yeah, not actress, actor. In a supporting role. So we had, and I'll just read them straight down, Mahershala Ali from Moonlight, Jeff Bridges from Hell and High Water, Lucas Hedges from Manchester by the Sea, Dev Patel from Lion, and Michael Shannon from Nocturnal Animals. So I didn't see Nocturnal Animals. I was hearing that was pretty good. Also, Jeff Bridges. Again, I want to see Hell and High Water.
But Jeff Bridges,
he's a good actor.
He's always been a good actor. So, it's not the first time he got nominated, and not the first time. I mean, and then he has won.
Yeah, he's won before.
Yeah, he won one or two before. And it seemed like a lot of the good actors are starting to be picky or selective about what they want to do.
And they want better roles,
right,
I think.
Right,
they want better stories. Let me change that. They want better stories that they can be in. So they can showcase that, hey, look, maybe I did some half-assed movies, but guess what? I am a better actor. Lucas Hedges, don't know that guy. Not going to linger on that. Dev Patel, that's the guy who plays the Indian actor from Lion. But we seen him on some TV series.
Right, and that movie where he was in the water on the boat.
Oh.
What was the name of that? Give me a second.
My goodness. Very good movie. Very good movie because he was on there and it's Dev Patel, and he had like animals on there. He was fighting against this tiger. It was a tiger on that boat,
right?
He was just going from that.
What is it?
A Secret of It or something similar to that. But anywho, that guy, he's a very good actor. So he's coming up. He's actually coming up, and he's doing really, really well. So, who is going to win that? Jeff Bridges won one of the other awards as well, but the actual winner that most people were saying was going to be done was Mahershala Ali, and he won.
Yeah, he was amazing as a supporting actor.
So, when you see
Moonlight,
if you see him on there, you're kind of like, oh, he's kind of laid back. He's kind of cool. But then as he met the main character, you saw his feeling and his guilt and everything. What he reminded me of, he played the role like Eddie Murphy did in Dreamgirls.
Yeah.
It was a real subtle but really powerful.
Yeah, he was just at the very beginning of the movie. He was there, and then he was gone. But it was that small role was so powerful because it's when the young boy realized who he was,
mm-hmm.
and he of course, just cried because to him that meant everything.
You saw his soul just dropped because he really wanted that young boy. He really wanted to help him.
Yeah.
He took him like a son. And when he emotionally just dropped, you felt it on screen. You felt that he was devastated that that child gave up on him.
Yeah.
And it's, but you got to see the movie to see where it progressed. And his mother got on drugs and was doing the area of crack cocaine. And it was, and you can start feeling that. So really, really good.
And sorry, I was wrong about Dave Patel. He did not play in that other movie that we thought he was in.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's another guy, though.
Yeah, it is another. He did play in The Last Air Bender.
Yeah. But he was nobody on that.
Yeah, exactly.
He just happened.
Slumdog Millionaire.
He was the main character.
Yeah,
right?
In that one.
That's why I got confused. Yeah, I thought it was him, but when you said the one Secret of Pi, I think.
Yeah, that's it. Pi. He wasn't in that.
So he wasn't in that.
Yeah.
But that's the one.
But the Slumdog Millionaire was. He got nominated. I think nominated for that too. He's another up and coming actor that is going to
actor
be,
of color.
Yes.
So this was important too.
Yes.
The fact that they actually put another actor of color to compete against the other actors.
Yeah.
But that was really good that he went from there. Then let's move down to the
actress in a leading role.
In a leading role now.
In a leading role.
So this one, they kind of knew what was going to go on. They kind of knew that I'll cut to the chase. Emma Stone was going to win.
Yeah.
So they kind of knew that. So again, we didn't see La La Land, so have no opinion. But Isabella Huppert from Elle,
oh,
she was amazing.
Oh my God.
So I think if it wasn't a foreign film,
she would have
been amazing.
Yeah,
it would have been like, I don't know.
Elle was amazing. So if those of you who don't like foreign films, we already talked about this particular film, I'm telling you, it wasn't amazing because the twist at the end was like, shit.
You really didn't know where it was going.
Yeah.
You didn't know where it was going.
Yeah.
But it was such a great movie.
Yeah.
Ruth Negga, in Loving.
Yeah.
That was the
story.
Mixed couple.
Yeah, the mixed couple.
It was a real life story as well. The mixed couple in Virginia, and it was illegal for them to get married. And the struggles that they went to. But
exactly.
Ruth Negga, she's a really good actress, too.
Yeah, we
used to see her.
TV in a TV show we were watching, The Preacher.
Yeah, she was in Preacher. But before that, she was in the one with the guy who made the computer. And we saw that she showed up shortly. Oh, no, it wasn't that one. It was, oh, my goodness. We see so many shows, so you gots to forgive me.
Okay, so Ruth Negga, I'm pulling her up on Google Plus.
Yeah.
Google, and she played in, she's in Preacher, World War Z.
No. She was a small role in it, so that wasn't that big of a deal.
What other are you talking?
But she was Person of Interest. It was the Person of Interest, or it was the other one, because she played a small role in there, and it was actually dealing with her, or it was I'm trying to remember the other one, but she's a really good actress. She's showing that she can compete, you know, and there's not a lot of competing women of color. I think she's Ethiopian. Yeah, she's Ethiopian, and she did a lot of other small little roles bringing herself up. She was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's what it was.
Okay.
I'm getting all my shows mixed up. I see too many shows. But she was an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., so and she kind of stood out there, and then people start pulling her into a lot of other movies.
Yeah, she's an amazing actress. She's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She's crazy in Preacher. I think that was, to me, I can't not get her out of my mind.
But you love her in it.
Yeah.
And see, and when you see the comic book, it was a white woman. But she stepped in there like she was natural with the accent and everything. Then the other two ladies were Natalie Portman, who played in Jackie, and Meryl Streep, Florence Foster Jenkins. Meryl Streep, I think, by her sheer name, they just nominated her.
Oh, yeah. She's just an amazing actress.
She's a major actress.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean she out-acts some of these other people.
I mean, even some of like the ones you think is going to be like Prada.
Well, Prada was.
And she was damn
she
good.
She stood out in that. Yeah. So, you gotta say.
If she wasn't in that role, that movie would have been a big flop.
Yeah, it would have been just a worthless, what you call it.
Right.
And Natalie Portman, you see her in a couple of movies, but nothing to say, oh my God, she's got robbed. Natalie got robbed. No, that wasn't it. But Emma Stone won that one, and that was the consensus. I think she won every award leading up to that.
Right.
So there was really no intense competition.
Right.
And here's the one that we loved. It was actress in a supporting role.
Right.
So
before you
what
say,
made this amazing
right.
was there were three black women that was nominated in here.
That's right.
I don't think I've ever seen, and I could be wrong, because I'm not a big-time studier of Oscars to say, oh, this was a record or wasn't a record, but three black women competed in this role of five nominations.
Right.
Three of the five were black women.
Right.
So, Michelle Williams, Manchester by the Sea. Again, we didn't see that.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you how well she did or didn't do. Octavia Spencer for Hidden Figures. She won an Oscar for The Help. If you remember The Help, she was one of the actual helpers or maids or whatever you want to call them. But she shitted in the pie and had her eat her shit. You know, that's what she kept going back to. Yeah. But she played a really strong woman in there, and she played another one in Hidden Figures. So I loved her in that, too.
Yeah, because Hidden Figures, she played, what was the character's name?
The one that she wanted to be, supposed to have been the supervisor, and they didn't give her the
Dorothy Vaughn. She was Dorothy Vaughn.
So, really, really good role there. Nicole Kidman, who in Lion, which played, she adopted the Indian boy.
Yeah, the Indian boy.
And in Australia. So, again, didn't see that, but I love Nicole Kidman. Haven't seen her in a bad role, seen her in bad movies. Haven't seen her in bad roles.
And she's now in that area where she can pick and choose what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And
she already got her award.
Right, so she basically is doing a lot more independent film, I think so, too, because
she's doing a lot of selective things.
Right,
so
right.
So she's got to give her credit on that, too. Then Naomi Harris in Moonlight. So that was a small name that you see this young lady show up here and there in certain movies. But she played the main character's mother.
Mom, yeah.
The one that was on crack, had to go through things, and was in a place for recovery and all. So if you see it on the surface, you kind of like, yeah, she played all right. But and then as the movie progressed, you was like, wow.
She actually then progressed herself. They show her what she was going through.
She didn't change, which was interesting.
Right.
The main character changed.
Exactly.
They were different characters.
Right. The young boy, there was three different boys in the movie that represented her son. And it was just so, it was painful to see how that young boy, you know, went through so much.
With his mother.
Yeah, with his mother. I mean, his mother really put him through a lot. And it was hard for him to really find himself with all the drama.
So he kind of grew up on his own, and his mother really didn't help out because she was addicted.
Yeah.
And so give her credit. She was up and coming. She was in this other movie during that time with Will Smith that didn't do really well, but she was on there as well. And last but not least, Viola Davis.
Yes.
In Fences.
I don't want to believe that no one knows who Viola Davis is.
So,
I mean, come on.
The best working actress in Hollywood is Viola Davis.
Yes.
The best working actress is Viola Davis.
Exactly.
So, and we found out, let me just tell you. And she won.
Yep.
So she won. She was nominated for three times. This is her third time. The first one was Doubt that most people didn't see.
Right.
Because it was a really weird about priests molesting children. And she played the mother of one of the child that actually got molested. Really dark, deep movie. But the acting had to be on point.
Yes, yeah,
because
was
it wasn't
good on
no
that.
Action and it wasn't anything.
That.
Yeah, we saw that.
We saw that one. And it was really good.
It was really, really good.
And I think that, you know, I think that they were like, oh, okay, she's good, but, you know.
Well, let's see what else she can do.
Right. Then she came.
She was on The Help.
Yep. And she got nominated, too.
She got nominated on that.
But Octavia
won. To me, she still played a great role. But they was kind of like, maybe we'll try it with something else. And then that's when she switched to kind of doing TV.
Yeah.
She got her TV series.
Yeah.
But she was still playing small roles. So she was even in Suicide Squad, which
yes,
was
she
like
sure was.
Really cool.
They did win
but
one
she
award.
Was like, yeah, they won one award. So, but this was her third time. So what we found out after she won, this is the only black actress who won three different roles as acting. Because people debated it, but I'll give you the instance. She won an Oscar, uh-huh. a Tony,
uh-huh.
and an Emmy.
Yep.
Emmy for her show.
The what is it?
How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah, How to Get Away with Murder.
Tony for I forget the name of the you know the role she played on. It wasn't Fences, but it was another one. And now this movie. So they say no. It was Whoopi Goldberg. So Whoopi Goldberg has an EGOT, what they call is an EGOT. She got an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Mm-hmm.
But she produced the Broadway. She didn't get it as
an actress.
So that's the difference.
Right.
But she got the Grammy because she had an album, and it won for that. So she got the EGOT. But she didn't get them all for acting.
Mm-hmm.
So Viola Davis, she done it. And I doubt if she'll start singing. So she'll probably just settle for that. So really amazing. Viola Davis is amazing. The woman is just so, so good. So I'm a big cinematography person. So I'm really into cinematography. So the cinematography
winner was
La La Land. So again, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So how can I give you an opinion on that? But the other one was Arrival, which I thought was an amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Arrival was really good.
Yeah. So even the one who played the main role in Arrival, I think she should have got nominated.
Yeah.
Because I think she did an amazing role.
That was really good.
Lion, didn't see it. Moonlight and Silence. So Silence was the about the priest that went to China. And then he got lost, and then the two priests came to China to try to save him. So it was not Robert De Niro, the Scorsese.
Oh,
it was a Scorsese film.
Okay, okay.
But that was La La Land. So I was kind of like, yeah, whatever. Then directing. Let's get right to the directing.
Yeah, let's get to directing.
So you got Moonlight, Manchester by the Sea, Hacksaw Ridge, Arrival, and La La Land. So, La La Land won. And again, with all these wins, it's kind of making you think, what made this movie so good? Guys, ladies, haven't seen it. You know, one of my friends asked me, Mike, did you go see that? Is it worth seeing? Does it deserve to win? I said, it probably deserved to win based on the artistic front. But I didn't see it, so I can't give you a true comparison.
And it's not fair. And it is a musical.
Yeah. So I always tell people, musicals, if they're good, they deserve to win.
Yeah, because there's very few musicals that we really would go see. Yeah, because the ones that we did see
were all good.
Yeah, Chicago,
Moulin Rouge, Dream Girls.
Yeah, Dream Girls, and Dream Girls is like one of my favorite
movies. Wait a minute, Moulin Rouge. What do we forget? And The Artist, the black and white one.
Where at the end it turned color.
So you got some that says, wow, okay. I didn't want to see Moulin Rouge. And then when I did see it, I was like, wow, this was amazing.
Yeah, we did. It was very impressive.
Chicago,
yeah.
I like some of the songs. But when I saw the movie, I was like, this was an amazing movie.
Right. And it actually put Queen Latifah on the map as far as an actress, singer.
She got it nominated.
Yeah.
She actually got nominated in there. So, you know, that's what they got. So, you know, you got Damien Chazelle. He's a 32-year-old director. So, he's got a great future in front of him. Denise Villeneuve. I'm butchering his name, so I apologize. He did Arrival, but that's the guy who did some movies that I just love. If you ever see Sicario, that was great. You see Prisoners, remember that one? With the guy, they kidnapped the two daughters, and then he locked up that woman's son because he thought her son actually kidnapped
him. Oh, that's right.
It had Hugh Jackman in there and a couple of other people. Really intense.
And come to find out, the boy didn't have nothing to do with it.
He had nothing to do with it, but his mother did. Yeah. But it was kind of different. And Hacksaw Ridge with Mel Gibson. So again, war movie. You like war movies, you're probably going to like that with the storyline that goes with it. Manchester by the Sea. Again, haven't seen it. And Barry Jenkins. This guy is amazing. Not only was the story good, the cinematography was good.
Yeah.
The way he directed it was good. There was just so many good things about this movie that he deserved to be nominated. So if the movie was good or the acting was good, and you'll say, hey, you know what? Good movie, but the acting was better. Hey, then you can go from that. One of the biggest disappointments for us was the documentary feature. They had a couple that was in there, but I'm just going to say the one that I thought should have won, which was 13 from Ava DuVernay. 13 was about the prison system and how the system, if you got Netflix, you need to see it.
Yeah, it was.
How slavery and the prison system replaced slavery in order to let you know how they started keeping blacks in a position of, and not entrapment, but enslavement.
Right.
And how the prison system continued on. And then they used drugs to continue on.
And then they gave it to...
They gave it to O.J. Made in America.
So, which, I mean, we've seen them talk about it several times, I think, in several news.
Yeah, it was a lot of people who was like...
There was a buzz on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, with Ava, she just came out of nowhere with 13. You know, it wasn't something that you heard along the way. The next thing you know, you heard 13 was coming out, and you could see it on Netflix.
On Netflix, because I think she did it exclusively on there, and she put it in theaters in a limited, but well worth it. But OJ made it, and it was another black man. So this other brother who made that, we've seen some interviews with him. I thought it was really interesting. I'm just not interested in OJ. So that's why we kind of pulled back from it. It's on Netflix, so I'm going to see it anyway. Because if they kind of put the extra check on it and this brother got the Oscar for it.
Yeah, it must be good.
I think we deserve to do a review.
But I'm not. I mean, like you said, I just hate to watch anything with OJ right now.
Yeah,
it's like, can't you just leave that shit alone? I just don't want to hear about it no more. But that,
it is what it is.
Yes, exactly.
So, foreign language film. Our movie, L, wasn't on there. I'm not sure why, but L wasn't on there. So, what made this one interesting, what I'm mentioning now, is there's only two of them that I really want to see. And the one that won was called The Salesman, and it was from Iran, and it's from an Iranian guy. And he wasn't able to get here because of the restrictions
on
the
immigration.
Trump administration.
That's right.
And he probably could have, but he sent a letter that said, because of your policies and illegal and disrespectful and what you call a policy, and somebody read that. And I agree with him. I mean, he's not a criminal. He's a director. He wrote, direct, and did that. But yet, you're restricting him to come into the country to accept an award. Or not accept an award, but at least to be there. And he was restricted. So, Salesman and The Land of Mines. So, The Land of Mine is about when Denmark the war was over, they kept all the German soldiers, and they had to go on the beach on their belly and crawl and find all of the damn mines that they put out there.
Wow.
This is just amazing. And the acting and the motion and everything that you go to, you kind of see that.
Yeah, we definitely need to see that. Yeah, so, I would like to see that.
And there's a couple of other ones. Two of them was kind of like comedies with some good acting, but I really didn't want to see that. And the other one was Tana from Australia. But it was from an outskirts of, it's an island off there. So, anywho, couple of musicals, musical score, blah, blah, blah. Didn't really bother. So then the one that we want to talk about is the writing. I'm a guy, I love writing. If you can write and put a story out there, get a good writer, get a good director, it's an amazing film.
And they fall in two different categories.
You got original.
And adapted.
And adapted. What's an original? That means that the person who actually wrote it, is it exactly, they wrote it for the screen. It's original. Mm-hmm. I wrote it just for to be a movie.
Right.
Adapted is from a book or somewhere else that was adapted for the screen.
Right, right.
So always keep that in mind. And, you know, people get the, you know, well, you know, all of it is made for the movies.
That's
no,
right.
But if you have a book and then you adapt that book and you have to make those changes, that's actually what it was. So Barry Jenkins and Terrell Alvey won for adapted screenplay. He went up against Arrival, Fences, Hidden Figures, and Lion. So all of these were books and that was revised and actually put there. So Barry Jenkins, even though he didn't get Best Director, he got his single award to say, we appreciate what you did. When you recreated this story, you got that. You know, so it was really good. Then the original screenplay was La La Land, Damien Chazelle. Again, he won Best Director. The Lobster. I've been hearing something about that, but not really sure. Hella High Water. Really want to see that. 20th Century Woman. It seems like they didn't really want to do too much for women movies this year.
This year, yeah.
But Manchester by the Sea.
At that one.
That one.
Yeah.
So again, this is kind of telling you, maybe you need to peek in and check out these movies.
And then for Best Picture.
The Best Picture. So look at the nominees. We kind of told you before. The Moonlight, Arrival,
Fences,
uh-huh. Hacksaw Ridge.
Right.
Hell or High Water.
Right. Hidden Figures.
La La Land.
Lion.
And Manchester by the Sea. So here's where I got a problem with this. That's too many nominations. That's too many of them. I think all of those didn't need to be on there. They didn't need to be on there. So when you saw that and you'd be like, so based on everything that you've seen, everybody said La La Land. So guess who they said won?
La La Land. Yeah.
But
somebody
there was
screwed
an
up.
Error.
Somebody
freaking screwed up.
Yep.
And when they screwed up.
Yep.
They on stage and they will show this for years and probably
hold them accountable.
Yep. Trump will say, I told you that the Oscars and these actors ain't blah, blah, blah. Look at what happened. They screw up anything. So they made themselves look bad because
they sure did.
And people who do typography, which is, you know, the writing of letters and fonts and everything, the typographer was out there laughing and said, you went with another typographer and fonts when you should have kept the ones that I had.
Yeah.
So typographers all over the world is like, yay, if it wasn't for us,
yep.
If you had the right one, then that's it. Get your quality typographers and you won't have a problem.
I mean, that you could, you know, what they did was they really did a serious investigation on the issue on how they screwed up on not properly... You know, distinguishing who should win based on an envelope.
Yep, an envelope. So what we
just
found out
envelope.
Was there's always two envelopes. There's one on one side of the stage and one on the other. So once they announce the supporting actress, they're supposed to take that envelope, the other one, and take it away. So allegedly, They didn't do that. So when they came out and they gave it to Warren Beatty.
Yeah, they tried to blame it on. The first thing you thought of was him. It was his fault.
Because if you watched his demeanor and everything, he was kind of looking at it like, oh, what's this?
Yep.
And it's like he was kind of saying, I saw it, but I don't want to say it. So I'm going to give it to La La Land. So it really, it kind of really looked like that was the case. That's what made it so messed up. But after the fact, he showed, who's that? Not Lauren Bacall. Faye Dunaway. So he showed Faye Dunaway and the stuff for him saying it. He was like, that shit's on you. And she said, La La Land. And then they all came on stage and yeah, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then when you see in the background, people are just scrambling and whispering and everything.
Yeah, I mean, people was like, they were looking for the
damn envelope. They was like, what's going on? And blah, blah, blah.
From people's hands.
And they was like, you didn't win. You didn't win. And you know, we find that out after the fact. And then the main guy, producer, was like, wait a minute. This is wrong. This is wrong. Moonlight won. And you see the crowd just like, what?
Yep.
He was like, no, I'm serious. This ain't a joke. Moonlight, you won. And then he just pulled the envelope up, and they did a close up, and it was like Moonlight, Best Picture, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, he had the guts to say, even though he was a director, right?
No, he wasn't a director. Okay. He was the one of the main producers.
Yeah, he's like, they screwed up, and you know, he's like, he wasn't mad about it. He didn't make a big deal about it.
But he wanted to stop all of the chaos and say stop.
Yep.
Everybody just shut up and give it to the people who rightly should be given.
Exactly.
It. And he said, look, we know each other. We've been on this road long and we've been dealing with each other. He said, come on up. You know, that was it. But it was amazing because I still think Moonlight was an amazing movie.
And I'm, you know, to me, it was like, I was so, it wasn't no ego in it. It wasn't no, it's my award kind of thing.
Oh, I deserved it, and they took just, it from us.
Yeah, he was like, dude, you won this, not us. Come on up here and claim it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that spoke a lot of volumes besides the whole mess up and things. My memory would be the fact that that person who said, no, you won this, for real, you won it. Come on up here. Yeah. I will remember that more being the fact that the actual Oscars did screw the hell up with a simple envelope that they couldn't read.
Or they could have said, wait a minute, we still got the wrong envelope. And then they would walk off and just say, oh, here it is.
No, they
could have stopped.
They wanted to blame it on Warren Beatty.
Because he did look like he was up in the age and he didn't know what he was talking about because he was trying to say some things before.
Warren Beatty was like, oh, hell no.
He was like, nah. They was like, give me the envelope. He was like, I ain't giving it to nobody.
They had to come up
on the stage, and he showed the Moonlight. Like, look, I just read what they gave me.
That's right.
He was like, look, I wanted to show y'all before anybody says, oh, he slipped them the right one. No. Warren Beatty said, not me.
Yep, and he was right. He was right. So, it was really great to watch the Oscars in the middle of the afternoon on a Monday in Sydney, Australia. So
really amazing. But we wanted to get you that recap from there. We will see Hell or High Water, La La Land, Manchester by the Sea, and hopefully Lion as well. So we still will see them. And as we peel these off, we're going to still tell you, hey, look, was this deserving? Was this not deserving? So we'll reference back the Oscars and the winners from that. But that's our Oscar recap here Australia.
Yes, it is.
Sydney, Australia. So really good. But see y'all soon. Hit us up Twitter at Fine Black Woman.
Yes, that's correct.
And Dreadlock Wines and Dreadlock Connoisseur. .com, which has all the our tweets and our podcasts and everything from that. Or if not, go directly to iTunes, Google Play, and download from there. But thank you very much. This is Urban Lifestyle Cafe, and have a drink on us. Bye.
Bye.